afternoon, and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars. We'll talk about that schedule in a minute, including the fact that we'll be in St. Augustine on Wednesday. You can see who the show sponsors are and visit all of their websites. Link to our Facebook page, link to our HOA and condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, is your budget hurricane ready? You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements about the show. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com.
And last week, it was all about the Publix versus Winn-Dixie controversy.
And that terrible birthday cake.
He had a cake made for Eric, and you couldn't read it. It was awful, but it was from Winn-Dixie.
Right,
and we
exactly.
All said, you need to go to Publix. And then we spoke about the fact that the market is currently being flooded with all kinds of clothing for animals that they say is the animal is a service animal. And even though the animal is anything but. And one organization's quest to make it a crime to sell such merchandise. And we spoke about the fact that people with real disabilities, like blind people, are actually starting to get really upset with the fact that the animals that are not service animals are creating havoc and making it more difficult for real service animals and the people who truly need them.
Yeah, and I think Publix won that contest, like you said, Karen.
Yes.
And I think the people who truly need service animals won that contest, too, last week. But apparently this week, at least according to the Sun Sentinel, one condo association called South Point Condo Association, again, according to the Sun Sentinel, they may have gone too far in denying the
yes.
right of an occupant to keep their pet. And this condo apparently denied a 90-year-old blind woman the right to have a service dog. Now, you know, of course, we don't know if the dog was a true service dog
right.
or not. We need to hear from the association. There's, you know, certainly two sides to every story. But if it was, if this was truly a service dog for a blind person and the owner of that unit that you know needs the dog due to her blindness, that condo association could be in for some serious problems. That's
big
certainly
time.
Not what we were talking about last week in terms of emotional support animals. But apparently I think the county and the owner sued the association. And the owner's quoted as saying that she hopes the lawsuit serves as a warning to anyone who might discriminate against a disabled person and their service dog. And again, if this is a service dog for a blind person, she's absolutely right. And even last week, we were discussing, you know, a person's need for an emotional support animal. And according to a decision of the Court of Appeal, Fourth District Court of Appeal in June 2012, despite what the plaintiff says in that case, according to the Fourth DCA case, the association here, they have a right to ask about the need for such a service animal unless it's apparent that the person's blind. You know, and the disability is obvious. But if it's not, yeah, they have a right to dig – to inquire
right.
a little bit, at least according to that Fourth District Court of Appeal decision.
They say she's legally blind.
Right. And again, like I said, two sides to every story. It would seem kind of crazy to me if the association just knew the person was blind, knew that it's a valid seeing eye dog and said no.
Right.
I just get the feeling,
fishy.
Yeah, there's something more to the story than that.
The plaintiff is also alleging that neighbors frequently yelled at the dog and questioned why the dog was on the premises. And they allege that they put their condo up for sale because of the continued harassment. And the complaint alleges that the plaintiff was subjected to acts of intimidation and coercion by being repeatedly ordered out of the elevator when attempting to walk the dog. She was verbally assaulted and repeatedly asked to provide her address so fellow unit owners could complain about the dog's presence.
Yeah, and the trainer of the dog actually said the nasty behavior from some of the condo residents left the dog with a fear of people.
Oh,
and,
geez.
You know, with all due respect to the dog, nasty behavior from residents in a condo makes people feel other people in a condo.
Right.
You know, never mind the dogs fearing people. But in any event, if the condo association prevented a seeing-eye dog for a blind person, yeah, they're going to lose, and they're going to lose big. But let's see how the case plays out. Again, at least for now, I'm getting the feeling that we're only hearing one side of the story so far. Okay, two calls on hold. How about we go to Ron first in Hollywood? How are you, Ron?
Hey, Eric. Hey, Karen. How are you?
I'm very concerned
because I've been in contact with the management company, and he was basically telling me I didn't have no opinion, and now he wants to work with me now, and I don't know what to do because my parents said it's a trust for me, it's in their names, and they're the owners, and I live here, and it's for me because I'm on disability. What do I do to protect myself and my elderly parents? Because there's a lot of scrutiny going on with the people on the board and people with the other issues that have not paid their maintenance fees. And there's people on the board that have not paid, and they're always late.
Ron, let's do this. First, in terms of people on the board who haven't paid and they're always late, the law is clear. 90 days delinquent as a board member, you're gone. You're off the board. So certainly need to look into that. But here's what I want to do. Call me tomorrow at the office, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE, because we're going to take a look at how title is held in terms of your specific unit. And we'll find out, and we'll find out exactly, you know, who holds the rights to actually complain, whether or not you're the actual owner of the unit or a title is still actually in your parents. So that's something that we need to address off the air again. 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. Next, how about we go to Charles in Miami? How are you, Charles?
Good, thank you. I read the Miami-Dade County Code, and from what I read, it says I can have up to 11 people in my unit. But the board has made a rule that only 4 people are allowed in the unit. In addition, they made the rule in the house regulations, not in the declaration. So I'm wondering if that's familial discrimination and if their rule is in violation of the county code. And finally, I know that people can keep pets. If they're like emotional support, I'm wondering if the pets have more rights than kids.
Well, yes, I mean, in 55 and over.
Right,
yes.
We've said that all along. You know, in a 55 and over community, if a person wants to bring in their grandchild,
forget it,
can't do it. But if you want to bring in your emotional support animal, yes, you get a right to bring in your dog. So in some cases, yeah, a dog may have more rights than a human being actually does. But let me get back to your question because it's something that we teach often at the board certification seminars. You're saying that the declaration of condominium does not contain any restrictions whatsoever when it comes to the amount of people that can live in a unit, right?
That's correct. So, they made that rule in the house and the house rules and regulations.
Yeah, well, that type of restriction needs to be contained in the declaration of condominium, and if it's not, the board can't circumvent that, you know, and get it and amending the declaration. They can't circumvent the need to amend the declaration, which is hard. You probably need 75% of the people in the community to agree. The board can't get away from that requirement by simply creating a board-made rule and taking the easy way out. So if they want to prevent occupancy by more than 4 people, can't do it by board rule, get everybody to vote on it, get 75% to amend the deck, and only then can they do it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And so until then, if they try to stop you from doing it, it seems to me you have a very good cause of action in a court of law to get an injunction preventing the association from doing that.
Okay, and would it also be familial discrimination if the county code says I can have up to 11?
It certainly might, and I can tell you, you know, the county certainly loves to jump on these types of situations and go after boards for a potential familial discrimination claim. So, yeah, it's something you could probably follow up with them.
Which county agency would I follow up with?
You can call HUD in Broward County, and they'll tell you where to go to actually fill out the complaint forms and get the ball rolling.
And do you have to do that, like, within 2 years or something?
I don't know. Probably. That's right. I'm sure there's some statute of limitations. Correct.
Okay. Eric, thanks a lot.
You got it, Charles. All right. How about we go to James in Pompano?
Hello.
How are you, James?
Good. I have a question about a board meeting. They're going to have a board meeting here in another 2 weeks. And they have a new... None of the board members are here except for one. And they're going to have a phone system put in. It's something new, they told me. Some guy bought a phone. I don't know. So, but when do they have to give that number out? Because it won't be on the condo number.
Hold on. You're saying that there's going to be a board meeting. One of the board members are not going to be there, and he's going to be on this phone?
Only one board member will be there.
Are the other board members going to be appearing by phone, all of them?
Yes, to my knowledge.
Okay, and is this phone going to be set up at the meeting? Is it going to be a speakerphone so everybody can hear the people on the phone?
I would imagine so. Now, there's some sort of new phone that you can hook up to your TV and stuff?
That I have no idea about. But here's the bottom line when it comes to members appearing by phone. Board members can appear by phone. They can even vote by phone if the room that where the meeting is being held has a speakerphone and everybody can hear the board member that's appearing by phone, and the board member can hear everybody sitting in the audience. Okay? So as long as that speakerphone works both ways, everybody can hear everybody, no problem appearing by phone.
Even when there's multiple?
Even when there's multiple.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. You can even have one call-in number. It's fine. Yes.
Well, when do they have to publish that number? It's not the same number as the condo board.
Doesn't have to be published. Only the directors who are calling in need that number. The number doesn't have to be published.
Oh, I see. So if you're not here and you can't call in, even though if you're a member.
That's correct. That's a great point, because the statute does not say anything about members having the right to call in by phone. And that's a very good point, James. It only allows the directors to call in by phone. So, yeah, you've just uncovered perhaps a potential flaw in the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Thank you very much for your time.
You got it. Thank you, James. All right, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Let's do this. Let's go to our first break, and when we get back, we're going to talk to Greg Waltz from Mac and Waltz, and he'll tell us everything we need to know about insurance, what to do before, during, and after a storm. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call Brandon Levy at 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
To Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida and teaching you how to be on the board. 877-850-8585 is the number to call to ask Eric a question. 877-850-8585.
All right. As you know, we're entering the peak of hurricane season, and during this time, we've been inviting our sponsors on the show to talk about what our listeners need to know about both before, during, and after a storm. And today, we're lucky enough to have Greg Waltz from Mack, Mack & Waltz with us in the studio. And Greg is going to tell us everything we need to know about insurance for our condos and HOAs. Welcome back to the show, Greg. Actually, this is your first time here. Paul is usually the one that's showing up in the studio.
Huge fan of your show, Eric.
Thank you
very much for the invitation.
Great. No, and it's an honor when you join me on the stage at some of our shows as well. The people in the audience absolutely love what you got to say. And remind our listeners what Mack, Mack & Waltz is all about.
Eric, we are all about condominium, homeowners association, property owners association, insurance. any type of assurance that these associations need. For the past 30 years, we have been providing this to approximately 800 associations throughout the state.
Very good. And I know we've spoken about this on the show before, at least with Paul, but I think it bears repeating this time of year. Remind our listeners, because there's a lot of confusion out there. Again, remind our listeners what's covered by the condo master policy and what isn't covered, because some people out there are thinking, hurricane comes by, you know, blows the place down, I own a condo unit, the walls are going to go back up, the cabinets are going to go back up, my pots and pans are going to be restored, the ACs are going to go back, everything's going to be fine like nothing ever happened, I don't have to get my own insurance. Tell them why they're wrong.
The master policy of a condominium association is responsible to ensure every component in the building that was originally conveyed to the association and or the unit owner at the time the association was turned over. So that sounds pretty inclusive. However,
lots of exclusions.
Lots of exclusions. Per Florida statutes, the unit owner is responsible to ensure the wall coverage. That includes paint, wallpaper.
Okay, so storm comes by. Yes, maybe the association got to put up the walls, but the paint that's on it, if you have special paint, stuff like that, your problem.
That is correct.
Wallpaper, unit owner's problem.
Correct.
What else?
Well, if you got wall-to-wall mirrors on those walls, that belongs to the unit owner. Floor coverings, whether it's carpet, wood, tile, marble, all of those things, the unit owner must ensure. The cabinets in the unit, the countertops are the responsibility of the unit owner. Any addition or alteration that that unit owner has made to that unit is the unit owner's responsibility to ensure. The water heater is the unit owner's responsibility, as well as all the unit owner's personal property, furniture, clothing, jewelry, all of those things that belong to the unit owner as well.
Okay, so it seems like the exceptions basically swallow the rule. There's more things that are not covered actually for a unit owner than things that are covered.
That is correct.
All right, there is an alternative though to just having this happen and not being insured. How does a unit owner go about actually protecting themselves, you know, should a storm hit, and making sure all those things that you just said aren't covered are covered?
They need to purchase a policy, and it's called an HO6 policy, and it's designed specifically for condominium association unit owners, and it will include all the things that we just spoke about.
All right. Now, of course, everybody wants to know, though, cost of an HO6 policy, is it worth getting?
Absolutely.
Is it something? What in terms of dollars and cents? How much would you estimate that it costs to get a typical condo policy?
Well, an average policy, because you know that's a big. There's a big diversity. I mean, do you have a 3,000 square foot unit or a 700 square foot unit? And how are you furnishing that unit? Are you buying just normal carpeting? Are you upgrading? So, but your typical unit would probably be in the $1,500 to $1,800 range.
Okay, now I understand also for that $1,500 or $1,800, isn't there mandatory coverage under the statute for like special assessments?
Yes, every policy issued in Florida must include at least $2,000 worth of loss assessment coverage. So let's say, for example, the wind blows and there is an assessment because of the master policy deductible. The unit owner can approach his or go back to his homeowner's insurance company and be reimbursed for up to $2,000 minus whatever deductible that the unit owner has on his homeowner's policy.
So basically, one special assessment gets passed by your association. If you put in your claim that you carry, it's like you got your premium back and then some right away.
Correct.
Right. To me, it seems like a no-brainer if you own a condo unit. You know, it certainly makes sense to have an HO6 policy. Now, we just mentioned the fact that the deductibles from the master policies sometimes aren't met. And I can tell you there's so much confusion out there about how a deductible of a condominium's master policy is actually determined. So I want to clarify that, and I know we cover it time and time again at a seminar, But let's give the readers an example out there. And again, about the deductibles. How was the deductible on the condo's master policy actually determined?
The industry standard, you have two deductibles on most policies, on most master policy. You have a hurricane deductible, and that is expressed as a percentage. And typically the choices are 3% or 5%. And then you have a deductible for the other perils or bad things that can happen to the master policy, so the association's property. And that deductible is usually $2,500 or $5,000. And that would be for fire, sinkhole, vandalism, theft, et cetera.
Windstorm is something totally different, and that has a percentage.
Yes, that's either 3 or 5 is the norm.
Okay, and that 3% or 5% norm is not the amount of the claim that you're putting in. Mm. And that's where everybody seems to get confused about. Explain to everybody, what is that 3 to 5% figure based on?
It is based on the amount of insurance that is on the building.
Okay. And that is, again, where everybody gets confused. And I want to do a little mathematical equation for everybody, just so that everybody understands what we're talking about and how a deductible is applied to your condo master policy. Let's say, again, you said condos have a 5% policy. We'll try to keep the math pretty simple. 5% deductible, and they suffer $100,000 in damages. It doesn't necessarily mean that the association's going to pay $5,000 and the insurance company is going to pay $95,000 of the $100,000 in damages. That's not what it means. The 5% is based on the insurable value. So in other words, if your condo is insured for $5 million and it has a 5% deductible, so the first, $250,000, right, is going to be placed towards the deductible. So if you only have a $100,000 claim, how much are you getting back from your insurance company?
Zilch, zero.
Zero. I really hope everybody understands that math. You're getting back nothing. All right, but let's do this. We've got to take our bottom of the hour break. I see we have some calls on hold. Hang tight. We're here with Greg Waltz. If you have insurance questions, now's the time to bother Greg and Mac and Waltz. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
InveriSystems protect communities better than anyone because InveriSystems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. for a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Listen to 850 FTL anywhere in the world. Log on, listen anytime. 850WFTL.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com. ELCONelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, and we are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show. You can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Send us a quick email. We have our guest, Greg Waltz from Mac and Waltz with us. And lots of phone calls for you, Greg.
Yeah, they're lining up for you, Greg. All right, how about we go to Doug in Carl Springs? How are you, Doug?
Yes, thank you. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, Doug.
Yes. I'm asking, I have a second home, and if I have damage, and I didn't put my hurricane shutters up, and I have damage, does my insurance policy cover that?
Ah, okay. So he has shutters, didn't bother to put them up. Is he still covered?
This would depend if there you had a warranty on your policy that you've warranted to your carrier that those shutters will be up before or during the storm. So I would really have to look at your policy to see if there such a warranty existed. We don't see them on a lot of policies, but that doesn't mean you may not have one. So check your policy, or if you want to, give me a call. My number is 954-640-6225, extension 141, and I'll be happy to look at it with you.
Sure, that makes sense. You know, you think about it, a lot of times, like I know at least in my home, on my policy we ask for certain types of mitigation credits. So they come out to your house, and of course they want to make sure that you have your shutters, you know, whether or not it's the ones you put in by yourself or the ones that actually stay in the home. And they give you the mitigation credits thinking that if a storm comes, your shutters are going to be up there and closed. But suppose they do give you the credits and you don't bother to use it and you suffer the damages. Does the insurance company have a right now to say, wait a minute, you kind of tricked us. We gave you the reduced rate based upon your shutters. You didn't bother to put them up. You know, do they have the right to void coverage? Interesting question. Yeah.
On the condo master policies, when there are shutters, a lot of insurance companies will ask, what are the condominium's plans or procedures for placing those shutters?
Gotcha.
In the event that we become under a warning or a watch.
And without the condo having certain procedures in place, they probably won't get that benefit of the mitigation credits.
Possibly not, depending on the carrier.
Gotcha. Okay, how about we go to another call? Elizabeth in Boca.
Yes, good afternoon. Mr. Waltz, my question to you regards a 30-plus-year-old fence around a community pool in an HOA. The fence around the pool is locked with a gate, and access is only possible with a key. However, this fence has been vandalized severely, and it allows an adult or a small child to simply crawl through the fence right beside the locked gate and gain access to the pool. So my worry is twofold. First, it's moral. Someone could get in there and drown. And then would be the legal responsibility, and would insurance cover such a thing?
That's a great question. Your association should immediately fix that fence, make the pool secure. And yes, the association does have a liability if someone were to drown in that pool because the pool fence was in ill or bad repair.
And would the insurance company have a right to say, you know what, you should have been keeping it up to date. Can they void coverage or deny a claim based on it?
No, they could not deny a claim unless they discovered it.
Yeah.
And made the recommendation, and it wasn't complied with.
Gotcha. But, yeah, Elizabeth, good question. And under the law, that's called the attractive nuisance doctrine.
Oh.
In other words, if you have something that would attract the child, like you brought out, to a potentially dangerous situation, you better do all you can to make sure that that child, you know, should they be attracted to it, doesn't get hurt or harmed in any way. Because if they do, yes, negligence is going to kick in, and the associations are going to get in some serious problems.
Well, Mr. Waltz, this has been this way for about over 2 months, and the board is aware of it. I've taken pictures of it. Mm. I've spoken to our deputy sheriff. I've called code. Now, is there anything else I should do?
Well, it sounds like you've done everything in your power, so it's really up to the board of directors or the county, city to come out and make their recommendation.
You know, again, what do we also teach at the seminars? The fact that generally under Florida law, directors of a condo or an HOA, you're immune from personal liability unless you act with basically willful and wanton disregard of personal health and safety. And if, Elizabeth, you're bringing this claim, this evidence to them that the fence is broken and a child or, you know, someone can drown in the pool,
God forbid,
then I can tell you if the board does nothing about it, potentially, I'm not saying it's a sure thing, it's a home run, but potentially there's the possibility of individual liability against those directors because you brought it to their attention and they're doing nothing about it.
Wrongful death?
Yeah, so exactly. They really need to be careful.
Should I notify the insurance company?
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want to void coverage on behalf of everybody. But,
okay.
But, you know, that's certainly not what I'd want to do. But I'd certainly tell the directors that potentially they face individual liability, which may or may not be covered by their insurance.
And is the management company who knows about this at all responsible?
Yeah, they potentially are, but there's probably a clause in the contract between the management company and the association that indemnifies them anyway. So really, in the grand scheme of things, it's going to be the association that's on the hook.
Thank you.
Okay, good call, though, Elizabeth. Thank you. Taking your additional calls for Greg Walz, any insurance-related questions, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. All right, Greg, before we went to the break, you know, we were talking about the fact that oftentimes associations don't realize just how costly those deductibles can actually be. They can be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And to me, it's all the more reason why associations here in Florida should be reserving monies each year. And I'm talking about this tomorrow, actually, in our blog. And I take it that reserves is something that you try to encourage your clients or your insureds.
Eric, we do. We talk to our associations about their potential liability for these large hurricane deductibles. And we try to nudge them to be thinking about that, to have some money set aside in the event that the wind does blow.
You know, I don't want to give away completely tomorrow's column, but generally I'll give everybody a little heads up. When in a condo association, you typically vote to waive the reserves by a proxy form. Everybody has to, you know, vote on the issue. And years ago, the law was changed to now say if you're going to vote to waive reserves, then you have to sign on that proxy form. There has to be big, bold language basically saying that I know I'm voting to waive reserves and I'm taking the chance of huge special assessments kicking in. Why? Because years ago when we were getting hit, you know, 7-8 years ago by storm after storm, the state was getting calls from people all around the state basically saying, hey, the condo association's telling me we didn't meet our huge deductible. They're now passing huge special assessments, and they're telling me that if I don't pay them, they can foreclose on my house. Is that true? And the state would say, yeah, but I didn't think this can happen to me. Well, did you waive the funding of reserves? Yes, but I never dreamed they can take my house.
Hello.
Well, guess what? They can take your house if they pass a special assessment. That's why it is imperative, I think, certainly in Florida, you have to have some money set aside, if for nothing else, those hurricane deductibles. But, Greg, let's do this. We got to take our final break of the hour. Taking your insurance-related questions and anything else going on in the condo and HOA world, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back with Greg Walz right after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Pestmaster remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
Do you want hurricane protection for your glass windows and doors, but don't want to go through the cost and expense of shutters or storm-resistant glass? There is an alternative, and that alternative is film lamination for your windows and doors from Lumines. Lumines makes the most advanced and strongest film lamination system of its kind, offering 24-hour protection for your home or office. And here's the real big news. It's the first safety and security film to receive a Metro-Dade approval for hurricane protection. That's right. If your property is 30 feet or higher, their product is approved for hurricane protection by the Permitting, Environment, and Regulatory Affairs Department of Dade County. If you want to find out how to protect your condominium or commercial property with Lumines window film and forget about installing ugly shutters or expensive hurricane glass, give Lumines a call at 1-800-573-9979. That's 1-800-573-9979. And to learn more, visit the website at luminesfilms.com. That's L-U-M-E-N-E-S-S-E films.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we
back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850. Actually, it's 850 WFTL now. Lose the big talk. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associate PA. And we're taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right. As you know, one of the best accomplishments this year of the new legislation that we helped get passed was getting the statutes amended to now allow for certification of HOA directors. And since we already certified about 5,000 people to be eligible to serve on a condo board, it's now time for us to teach the law to HOA directors as well. And last week, our new course was approved by Patrick Flynn from the DBPR. And in the same course, we're going to be able to certify condo and HOA directors together at the very same time. And we now set our schedule up for literally around the state. So here we go. Here's a list of our courses coming up. First class, September 26th at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, 7 o'clock p.m. Then October 10th will be at the Miami Beach Convention Center. October 16th, a week later, will be in West Palm Beach at the West Palm Beach Convention Center. October 24th at the Tampa Bay Condo and HOA Expo. November 16th at the Holiday Inn and Universal Studios in Orlando. And I got to tell you, the course in Orlando is really filling up. Huge fan base up there in Orlando, I guess the I-4 corridor.
Yes.
And so thank you to everybody who's listening and who's going to attend on the 16th. Really look forward to meeting everybody.
Those are all morning
all morning shows, except for the one on the September 26th here in Hollywood. That'll be at 7 o'clock p.m. And we're going to have our schedule out soon for 2014. So, again, at the September 26th show in Hollywood and our November 16th event in Orlando, all the show sponsors are going to be there as well with all of their products and services, information for your community. And, again, just to remind everybody, the law provides you can get certified 1 year before getting elected to the board or within 3 months of actually getting elected to the board. So, again, some people think there's a school of thought that says why not get certified before the actual election, and therefore you can use it as one of your qualifications when you decide to run.
Good.
All right. So if you want to register for any of our courses, just go to our website, www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Register for the course, and Brian will send you back an email confirmation. All right, Greg, you'll be there on September 26th as well.
Correct.
Teaching everybody about insurance like always. All right. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about, you know, perhaps what we should or shouldn't do once a storm should actually come and hit. And obviously, you'd encourage our listeners to take some actions right now, even though there's no storm out there. But take some action now in regards to insurance rather than actually wait for the dreadful storm to hit. And one of those things you recommend is to document and photograph the condition of the property now. You know, why do you suggest it?
Well, I know it's hard to believe that you could ever have a dispute with your insurance company at the time of loss.
It's impossible to believe. That's right.
But this is a good way to prove that you actually owned all the stuff in your house, that you actually have that baseball card collection that you've had since you were 10 years old,
right,
that you actually had that LeBron James autographed jersey hanging in your house. So this creates more of a bulletproof system where the insurance company cannot argue with you that you actually own these things.
How about the condition of your home? I'll tell you why. A lot of times if we represent a building, and a new building's going to go up next door, and you know there's going to be, you know, pile drivings, and it's going to rattle the foundation of our building, we tell the building, take videos of your building right now before they actually build the building next door, so that if you start getting cracks in the foundation, etc., hey, we can show damages. What about documenting the actual condition of your property?
Excellent, excellent thing to do. So again, that you, at the time of loss, you're not in an adversarial position with your insurance carrier. You have proof.
Anything else an association should be doing, again, before the storm hits in terms of insurance?
They should be reviewing their policy. Make sure that they have replacement cost coverage. Make sure that they have building ordinance and law coverage. They should also know how to get a hold of their insurance agent. Do they have his cell phone number in case they cannot reach him at the office? They should be asking their agent for the phone numbers of the claims department for the different insurance companies that they're doing business with in the event that the association needs to contact these carriers direct.
Well, okay, there's not that many insurance carriers in the state of Florida actually doing this, and we know Citizens is basically the one in charge. We're going to ask the guy in the know, what can we expect from insurance, from citizens, actually? You know, the rate's going up, down, that's what everybody wants to know.
Well, the Board of Governors at Citizens has already approved for 2014 a 7% rate increase for homeowners policy. For condo associations, depending on their location, it could be in the 8 to 11% range. But again, even though the Board of Governors has approved this, it still has to go to the Division of Insurance or the Division of Insurance for their final approval.
Yes. You just know that Floridians are sitting back saying, wait a minute, we haven't had a claim in basically 8 years. How can they still be hitting us with rate increases year after year? I mean, we've been taking it on the chin here in Florida. So hopefully, although it doesn't sound like it, you'd like to see some relief from insurance rates in the near future. But doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Most importantly, how can our listeners get in touch with you, Greg?
They can call me at 954-640-6225. My extension is 141. They can email me at gwaltz@macinsurance.com or stop by our office and say hello and introduce yourself.
All right, give that telephone number again.
954-640-6225.
Greg, I want to thank Mac and Waltz personally for being a longtime sponsor of the show, and I want to thank you for being on the show today. You did great.
You were wonderful.
Thank you. Had
Eric,
a great time.
Like always, a pleasure having you. As a matter of fact, before you go, looks like we have a call from Sandra Lee and Davey. How are you, Sandra?
Hello?
Yes. How are you, Sandra?
Hi, I'm going to go quick because I know you have to go off the air, and I'm going to call your office at 640-6225.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandra.
Yeah, because I don't know. We're having a problem with the management people. They've been in for 6 years, and they're supposed to come in every 2 years, and now we think they're taking money.
Uh-oh.
The management company taking – well, we don't know that. But if they are, there's insurance coverage for that, too.
That's correct.
Well, we want to find out how we get new people in there every 2 years. So is it okay if I call you tomorrow and find out what we do, what can be done, or you can refer me to somebody that can help?
Yes, please give me a call. You've got the number, and my extension is 141. I'll wait for your call tomorrow.
Okay, what is your name?
Greg Waltz. Just like the dance.
Oh, Walt. W-A-L. Okay, that's great. I got a phone number. I have a contact. That's what I was looking for.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. As a matter of fact, she raises an interesting point because this year we had some great legislation passed that used to be only for condo associations. Those persons who were handling association funds, you had to get insurance for. This year we fought hard up in Tallahassee, and now in an HOA for the first time, HOAs have to carry insurance for everybody that handles association funds as well. So if a pot of money is stolen, like Sandra Lee is concerned about, there's a policy to go after rather than chasing somebody down and trying to find assets, which you'll never find. I hear the music, Karen. That
yes.
means the end of yet another week.
Wow,
Greg, I want
fast.
To thank you and Mac and Waltz again for coming
Pleasure.
On the show today. It was great. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. We'll see you same time next week. Have a great week, everybody.